So a play, My Other Closet, The Cabaret, is coming to Bendigo. It's a true life account of violence in a same-gender relationship. Russ Vickery is the star of the show. He put it together with his husband, Matthew Parsons, and he joins us this morning for a chat on the show. Russ, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Pleasure, pleasure. Now, tell us the outline of the play.
Well, it's a cabaret, and it's very much written about my own personal experience of intimate partner violence in a same-sex relationship. We explore the myths around family violence, and you know, the show has some ups and downs. But I'm very pleased to say that it does have a happy ending.
Oh, good, good. Now, it's your story. How painful is it to sort of delve into that every time you're on stage?
Look, it's the sort of show that you couldn't do unless you were healed. And so I guess I'm at the point now where, you know, I can very successfully leave that rust on the stage when I get off at the end of every performance.
Yeah. When you were in that situation, were you aware that it happened more than most would realise, both in a same gender situation and, of course, in a heterosexual marriage as well?
Look, when I was going through it, I didn't have a name for it. I'd never experienced anything like it, and so I didn't have a name for it. I knew it existed in heterosexual relationships, but I had no idea, because it had never been discussed in my communities at all. But you know, since coming out of it, you know, I've learned that that family violence occurs pretty much at the same rate in LGBTIQ relationships or same-sex relationships as it does in heterosexual relationships. And in fact, at higher rates when you're talking about bisexual and trans people.
Wow. What do you want people to get out of the play, Russ, when they come to see it?
Well, I guess you know, to me, the show is a message of hope. You know, that you know, especially for Victorians, you know, there is help out there. I mean, the Victorian government has spent a lot of money on providing services for Victorian people, and they've even expanded into you know, LGBTIQ community. So whilst still not enough, there is definitely places you can go and get help these days.
Yeah. And do you find that a lot of straight people come to the play as well?
Really interesting question, that one. We originally set this play up to reach people in LGBTIQ communities. However, we've noticed, because we've been doing the play since 2013, we've noticed that about 50% of our audience is heterosexual women who are either bystanders of people experiencing family violence, or people or women who have actually been through family violence. And when I've asked, you know, why did you come to the show? They tell me that it's less threatening to see an older, hairy, fairy man on stage exposing this topic, and it becomes less threatening for them.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should get down to the tin tacks now, mate. The where's, the when's, and how to book details.
Oh, yes, please. Look, tickets are on sale now. You can go to myothercloset thecabaret.com, or you can go to the Bendigo Pride website. Plenty of tickets available. Book now. And I can I also just say to any viewers who may be may have been triggered by this conversation that you can contact Rainbow Door, which is a specialist LGBTIQ service, on 1-800-729-367, and they're open from 10 till 5 daily.
Terrific. All righty, Russ, great to chat, mate. Thank you very much for that, and all the best with the local run of the play.
Thanks so much, and we look forward to seeing the Bendigo people there.